7:46. It's feared many cases of corporal punishment go under the radar here, despite the Act on the Punishment of Child Abuse, revised in 2015. Perhaps this is partly due to the absence of an efficient enforcement mechanism, but there also seems to be a lack of popular consensus. According to a recent poll conducted by the Green Umbrella Child Fund, about a quarter of Korean adults don't see corporal punishment as violence against children. But a study published last month also revealed that corporal punishment has far more in the way of implications than we might imagine. Professor Frank Elgar from the Department of Psychiatry at McGill University joins us from Montreal now to discuss the link between corporal punishment and youth violence. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, hi. Nice to be with you.
Can you define, first of all, what we mean by corporal punishment?
Yeah, we're talking about using physical force to correct a child's behavior, where the intent is not to injure the child, but it's use a form of physical violence, essentially, to try to control behavior that's not appropriate.
Often I think of corporal punishment as being a sort of school-based problem, but do we also refer to corporal punishment with parents as well at home?
Oh yeah, essentially, yeah. It's any adult using physical force, and of course, most countries now, the use of corporal punishment in schools is a thing of the past, but it still occurs with some frequency in homes around the world. So it is quite common.
Now, maybe it has some implications, which we'll get onto, but the question of whether it works or not, if you search this issue, you'll see many studies that suggest corporal punishment doesn't work. But then there'll be lots of people of older generations who'll think, well, you know, I was hit when I was younger and it certainly didn't do me any harm, or it certainly taught me my manners, or whatever they might say. And it's kind of intuitive as well, isn't it? You say to your child, don't do that or you'll get a smack, and fear will sometimes be enough to stop them repeating that bad behavior. How can we say definitively that corporal punishment simply doesn't work?
Well, there's no evidence to show that it relates to anything positive. And because, as you say, what it teaches children is that violence is the way to change behavior in another person. And if a child learns that from an early age, of course it's going to carry through to their own interactions as an adolescent and later on as an adult. And added to that, the evidence is overwhelming of the number of negative outcomes in mental health and problems at school that relate to this sort of exposure. But beyond all that, I mean, even if you aren't moved by all the available evidence on the topic, and you still think that because it's, you know, you went through this as a child, so what is the harm? Any reasonable look at the rights of a child to be safe from unnecessary harm would have to look at corporal punishment as a source of violence where a government could play a role in helping protect children. So there are moral arguments about this as well, but purely empirically, looking at the research, there's no question that there's nothing really positive that comes out of this sort of experience for young children.
Can you tell us a bit more about your study and the main purpose of your specific research?
Yeah, it was an unusual study for sure. Our group here at McGill, we had data on fighting or youth violence in some 88 countries around the world, and we're able to link that to data on whether or not they had these countries have enacted a full ban on corporal punishment, meaning that it's banned from schools and in the home, which is, as you say, the most contentious piece of this puzzle. And essentially we find that it's a correlational study, but after, you know, accounting for other differences between all the countries in our sample, we do find a rather robust difference here. In those countries that have a full ban, that have less physical fighting going on among 13-year-olds in both boys and girls, which, of course, it opens up other questions, and we have to look further in our research to understand if the bans are effectively changing parents' behavior or whether the there's other cultural factors involved. Just says the process that some countries have gone through, countries like New Zealand that have enacted a full ban, it's come with a lot of public debate and discussion that may have also raised awareness of the topic and sensitized parents to this, and that may have had a knock-on effect. But overall, we do find that this might be one positive outcome of banning corporal punishment in the home, is to reduce the level of violence. And there's many explanations for that from developmental psychology and the other evidence that we see.
Speaking before of the countries that have eliminated or attempted to eliminate corporal punishment, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, it encourages countries to do so, although it's not an obligation. How wide is the gap between nations on this particular issue?
Well, I think one of the myths out there is that these corporal punishment bans is something that only rich countries, or the Scandinavian countries that already have maybe low rates of violence, so this is something that they do. But looking at the range of countries, rich countries and low and middle income countries, every continent of the world, we see these bans now. Government, these policies have been rolling out around the world. And there's no, it's not related to the economics of the country. You're right that the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and implore countries to not only to pass this sort of legislation, but also to monitor some of the consequences of it. And unfortunately, the data are very spotty. There are still huge evidence gaps that can demonstrate that the policy has any effect at all. So the best we can say at this point, there appears to be a correlation that's worth studying more closely in some specific settings. Overall, though, globally, there does appear to be a robust correlation between less youth violence and these bans.
Perhaps there is a sense that, while violence breeds more violence, peace will hopefully encourage more peace at every level. But if we struggle with our kids and we feel like threatening them, at least, if not going all the way towards corporal punishment, is the only way to kind of get them to calm down, what would you suggest as better ways to either discipline them or kind of preempt disciplinary action?
Yeah, it's a great question, because we know that spanking a child or smacking is the term they use in some countries. It's usually done by a parent out of frustration and anger, and that is a very difficult time for a parent where there's very little control over the amount of force that they're using.
Yeah.
What works better? Anything else. Using talking with the child, reasoning, using just reason, but treating the child with some with dignity and respect. There's no child that deserves to be hit, let alone by a parent. And the scars, there is potential for physical harm, but the deepest scars are psychological, and they do last. They do carry on, and as I said, can affect social and emotional problems later on down the road.
Yeah. I mean, there is that whole adage, isn't there, spare the rod, spoil the child. And of course, there's a lot of research on that suggests the rod doesn't necessarily mean hitting a child with a rod, but rather guiding them. But that part of the interpretation aside, there are obviously going to be better ways than others of guiding our children. And some parents will fear that if they just offer them too much of a free leash or just have a gentle time out here and there, that their kids will take that kind of freedom and either use it for good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can counter that assumption with, show me the evidence that the use of corporal punishment can correct a children's behavior, a child's behavior, in reducing difficult, troublesome behaviors. There's really no evidence. In fact, it perpetuates a cycle of violence from parent to child. Again, just using just reasoning. There's many positive, nonviolent ways of correcting children's behavior that works far more effectively in the long run. And I understand that, I mean, that those things might be difficult to do at first for parents who have this memory of their own childhood, that this is the way my parents, you know, sorted me out. Then why not carry this on? But again, I mean, it doesn't mean that it works well.
Professor Elgar, thank you so much for offering your perspective and research to us today.
You're very welcome.